After the Tone by Halo Tolerant. Read by Night Tracer. Fandom: Shiny. Relationship: Minhoki. Recorded for Pod Together 2022. Hi, you've reached Che Minho's phone. I'm sorry, I'm off doing something awesome and can't take a call right now, but please leave a message after the tone. Or if you'd rather send me a text, that's okay too. Minho?
Minho, yeah.
We have got to talk about your voicemail message. Do you think random callers can cope with your perkiness at any hour of day or night? Not everyone has the benefit of my years of exposure building up their resilience. This is Kibum. Remember me? Your member. Your long-suffering, same-age friend. Any of this ringing a bell? You said you were going to message me this morning to confirm when your schedules were finished and when I should come over for lunch. But you haven't messaged, have you? And since you aren't even answering your texts, I've been reduced to phoning directly like it's 1999. And now you aren't picking up. No, frankly, I can't believe it either. You hear that sound? That's me locking my car in your building's underground car park with one hand whilst I carry my beautiful homemade food in the other and push my phone against my ear with my shoulder. Do you know how bad this is for my neck? Do you? Actually, fuck it. I'm putting my headphones in. This is ridiculous. Okay. There we are.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay. Listen, Minhoya. I know you said you had to leave quickly last night because of your schedules today, or, well, you left quickly anyway. I didn't get to talk about what happened or anything, but it was good, Minhoya, wasn't it? You seemed like you were happy, and you said you'd text me this morning, and then I'd come over and we could talk. I'm really sure you said that, and I want to talk about it, you know? And we can always talk now, can't we? But if you don't want to today, or... you can just tell me so. You can tell me if you need time or space or... but, Minhoya, surely you would, right? Surely you'd tell me to go away if that's what you wanted. So you haven't texted. I'm just coming over to check, okay? And I thought I might as well bring the food anyway. If you don't want me to stay, I'll go, but... it's weird, right? Calling someone up when they don't answer. Maybe it's kind of weird, but like, maybe... well, maybe your mobile network had a cyber attack or something, and you can't text me, and you think you have texted me, but I haven't got it, and then it's a whole misunderstanding, and, well, you've been in enough dramas, Minhoya. I'm just trying to avoid being that character viewer screams at, not to jump to conclusions, you know? And hey, why does your building's lift smell like a cleaning supplies cupboard? And why are the buttons so sticky? The door is really slow. Come on, Jesus. If when I get up to your apartment you're asleep, you are going to be woken up just so we're clear. This food isn't getting better with keeping and I'm hungry. You know how hard it is to feed two dogs protein paste and not eat, huh? God, this lift takes forever. Ugh. Just let me check, have you... nope. You still haven't texted me. You haven't seen my texts. Minhoya, what? Okay, finally, fifth floor. Right, I'm in your corridor. I'm walking up to your door. Okay, the code is still the same. Okay. I'm letting myself in. I swear to God, if you're still asleep in here or playing a video game or something, you're going to get it, Che Minho. And I don't mean in the fun way. But if it's about that, we can talk about that, you know? We can. Yeah. Hello, Minhoya? I'm still leaving you this voicemail. The world's longest voicemail. So if you'd rather just... Hello? Oh my fucking god, why is BTS John Jungkook butt naked asleep on your couch? Seriously? Hey, you gonna wake up or... nope, apparently not. God, let me put this food down, right? Okay. Right. Let's just add a throw rug here. Huh? Avoiding the Doritos packets. Avoiding the Xbox controls. Yep. Yep. That's better. Okay. My eyes. Wow. Let's see. Let's just go and see. Huh. Okay. Well, that isn't you in your bed. Neither of the two men in your bed, Choi Min-ho, are you. So that's interesting. Yeah. Hi, guys. Good afternoon. Hi. What? Yeah, it's nearly two. Well, okay, if you're getting up, I'm just going to retreat and close the door. And let you put some trousers on, okay, Jimishi? Wow, what the... Yeah, good morning, Jimishi. Hi. Hello. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be honest. You're right. I am wondering what's going on. Just a bit. Well, exactly. It is pretty surprising finding the three of you in my... Well, he's not my... Well, maybe he... Yeah, just... Yeah. Either way, I would like to know what is going on here, actually. And where is he? He told me yesterday that he had schedules today, but when I asked our manager this morning, he said there wasn't anything in the calendar, so I didn't know. You're coming here every month? The three of you, you mean? You and Taehyung and the Maknae? Really? For that long? Well, I suppose it is hard keeping it private in your own apartments, but all the same, surely a fake party there would make as much sense as a fake party here, and also not involve my... not involve Min-ho? Well, I don't doubt Taehyung enjoys pretending to be a spy, but seriously? Right, anyway, where is Min-ho? Okay. Whew. Well, why did he go all the way there to get his phone replaced? Uh-huh. Well, I suppose with the roadworks, maybe, but even so... You'll notice, by the way, I'm not even going to go into whatever the hell phone dominoes is, but he's fool enough to try that, I'm sure. Oh, wait, I'm still recording this voicemail, aren't I? Min-ho-ya, you are a goddamn fool and should have called me with one of your Hubei friend's phones like any sensible person. And if you don't have my number memorized, you goddamn will. Really? He said that about me? Oh, huh. Well, well, yes. Well, yeah, I guess we kind of are now. Actually, yeah, well, thank you, Jimishi. I guess you'd better get your boyfriends woken up and help me eat this beautiful food I hand prepared for a guy who doesn't have the horse sense to explain something. Yeah, Min-ho-shi, I'm talking about you. You big goon. I guess you must be, maybe 45 minutes away still. I'll keep some for you, honey, okay? Speak to you later, baby. Also, we're burning the couch. The end. Thank you for listening.